Hi, my name is Elizabeth.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Hi, I am I'm calling to ask a question about touch charges. I can't seem to overcome my fear of my husband having negative reaction to me starting to hug or touch him, being that is the biggest issue for him, you know, questioning whether he still wants to be married to me. It's not something that comes easy to me. I didn't grow up in a child with a lot of physical touch, and I really want to change, but I can't seem to overcome the part in my head where I feel like he's not going to react well. So I have all these scenarios that go through my head, and then the opportunity moves on, and I didn't do it.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out how can I overcome this. I mean, I'm thinking I shouldn't be asking permission because that's kind of counterproductive.
Right. Okay. It's a good question. Let me give you the first step. This is not necessarily the whole answer to this question, but it's a very, very good first step. It'll get you going in the right direction. And this may, what I'm going to explain here may answer other people's questions, related type questions about touch charges and physical affection in your marriage, particularly when you're dealing with an obstinate spouse. There's two types of physical affection. The first is the type that requires your spouse's participation, cooperation, and reciprocation. For example, a hug, holding hands, kissing on the lips. These are examples of the type of physical affection, sex, by the way, would be another one, right? That requires your spouse's involvement. I mean, they have to respond well. They have to choose to participate. And if you're dealing with an obstinate spouse who is not going to participate in this, or in Elizabeth's case, if you fear, you know, have such fear that the response is going to be negative, then you should temporarily avoid this type of physical affection, physical contact. But there's a second type of physical affection or contact, which is the type that does not require your spouse's participation, cooperation, or reciprocation. It's physical affection that you could initiate unilaterally. For example, your spouse is sitting on the couch, you walk behind the couch, and as you're walking by, you gently put your hand on their shoulder and you leave it there for a second, and then as you walk by, you pick it up and you move on. Your spouse didn't have a choice. You're not inviting them to reciprocate. They don't really have to do anything. It was an initiative you took, and because of the way in which you took it, you were really in total control of the experience. They don't really have the opportunity to respond well or not well. And depending on how you do it, if in the seconds afterwards they respond well or not well, you might not even know. Your eyes might not even see it. Now, of course, walking by with the couch and the hand on the shoulder, it's just an example, right? You could give me 10 more examples. I could give you 20 more examples of ways in which you do that. By the way, when people talk to each other, you know, just like I'm talking to you now, even though we're not face-to-face, I talk with my hands. We all talk with our hands. Sometimes you may not even realize it, but sometimes you talk so much with your hands that sometimes those hands, when you're talking, ends up making contact with the person you're speaking to. You know, you could be sitting there next to each other, and you just for a second, you know, you put your hand on their knee or your hand on their forearm. I don't mean like in any sort of sexual way, but sometimes it's just a gesture of speaking. That would be another example of kind of inadvertent, unilateral physical contact where you're able to create some sort of physical connection. And, you know, in your case, Elizabeth, you're able to work on getting past that barrier. You're able to work on kind of unloading possibly some of the baggage you have from your family of origin stuff. For whatever reason, you're not affectionate, and you can push forward and express physical affection and not really have to worry about how your spouse is going to respond or react, because it's unilateral. You're not necessarily, you don't need, and you're not looking for any particular response or reaction. That's how I would start.